Wilma McClung is the director of the upcoming production of Smoke on the Mountain, which will be presented at the historic Masonic Theater in Clifton Forge during the next 2 weekends. She spoke with Allegheny Mountain Radio about what folks can expect.
It's described as a heartwarming musical comedy. I think it's more, well, I can't say it's more of a comedy than a musical because there are 24 old-time gospel songs in it. The cast, some of them are veterans and have been in some of the other Smoke on the Mountain productions, and it's been fun to have them back again. But then we have some new people this time, which is exciting too. About 4 or 5 years ago, we had the original Smoke on the Mountain, and it's like a trilogy. There's Smoke on the Mountain and Sanders Family Christmas and Sanders Family Reunion. And we've done all three of those, and now we're back to Smoke on the Mountain again, back by popular demand. This one is coming up Friday, May 11th, Saturday, May 12th at 7:30 in the evening. Then the following weekend, we have a show at Friday, May 18th at 7:30, and then a Sunday matinee at 2.
Miss McClung has been directing for almost 50 years.
I directed my first play at church when I was 15. I was hooked from then on, yes. I directed some for the Children's Theater and a lot for the Adult Theater. We've done Dorothy Meets Alice with Children's Theater. We did Treasure Island. We did The Wizard's Crystal. We did Romeo and Juliet and Macbeth. Midsummer Night's Dream with the Children's Theater. And then with the adults, we've done the Smoke on the Mountain series. And last year, we did one with adults and children called The Miracle Worker.
We asked Miss McClung how long she has been with the historic Masonic Theater.
Since 1973, I got to see the restoration, and that's been a very exciting venture for me. We're all state-of-the-art now. The Masonic Theater was built as an opera house in 1906, and it was an opera house for a while under the operation of the Masons, and then it changed hands, and it showed silent movies, then it showed black and white movies, talkies, and then it went to color movies, 3D movies, and it's been through a lot of changes. After the operas, they had vaudeville there. Once they supposedly had 34 sheep on stage. They've had magic shows. A baby elephant came up through the stage, and Count Basie Orchestra's been there. The Barrymores have been there, and Lash LaRue, Roy Rogers. It's had a lot of famous people in and out of that theater over the years. This past year, since the restoration, we had 17 sold-out shows.
In conclusion, Miss McClung has more on Smoke on the Mountain, which will feature a certain someone familiar to morning listeners of Allegheny Mountain Radio.
Smoke on the Mount is very, very funny. It's about a singing Sanders family who come back to this little Baptist church to put on a Saturday night sing. And each of the 7 members, one by one, get up to do their solo and proceed to confess their sins, much to the horror of the rest of the family members and the embarrassment of congregation. So it's quite funny. You look out in the audience and everybody's just laughing so hard. One of the Sanders doesn't sing. She signs, and that's June, and that's played by your own Sage. And she doesn't really know how to sign, so that makes it even funnier because she really makes some funny motions trying to get the songs out, as you can imagine. We're excited about having it 2 weekends in a row because lots of people come back a second and third time to see it. It's so funny. They bring their friends and their families the second time they come back. I hope everyone at this radio station manages to come down because Sage does a really good job.
To see Sage Tangway and the rest of the crew, folks can learn more at historicmasonictheater.com. For AMR, this is Chris Swecker.